Certain clothing and textile stores have taken the initiative to do business in a more eco-friendly way.
I will give the clothes to Freedom House, and they will then be passed on to the women or the young girls that stay at Freedom House.
That's Sheila Rumbold, owner of 7th Street Boutique in Wyoming, Illinois. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. On Deck delivers everything you need to know going on in the community each weekday morning, brought to you by local partners. Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.
Today is Thursday, August 6th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. COVID-19 testing has seen a sharp increase in demand in recent weeks, and that has kept one of the Midwest's largest coronavirus testing labs busy. The coronavirus testing site at the Peoria Civic Center conducted 600 tests per day last week. That's a nearly 70% increase from 3 weeks prior. Aaron Rossi is CEO of Reditus, the Pekin laboratory that runs the analysis on the tests. He says vacation travel and more awareness of COVID hotspots across the country seem to be two main reasons for the increased demand.
They wanted to get tested and make sure they're okay because they may have taken a risk to go down and, for instance, hang out Lake of the Ozarks or go and do some things or go on a vacation or go to Mexico or whatever. You know, they come back, they want to get tested.
Rossi says the lab has the capacity to do up to 13,000 tests per day. It's doing about half that many now between Peoria, Bloomington, and five other locations. But there were several thousand tests in July that encountered processing delays, forcing some people to get retested. Rossi maintains Reditus can process 99% of COVID-19 tests within 48 hours, even though it may take longer to get results to the public.
I can't control what happens after we do the testing. You're talking about multiple different vendors here. And once we release the result, then it goes through the whole system. So I can't comment on when the patient gets the phone call because I'm not in charge of that.
Rossi said he couldn't say if the supply chain is built to handle all the testing that government and healthcare leaders say is necessary to help get the coronavirus under control.
I think that's a $1 million question. And if you answer that, then you should run for governor or president, you know, so I can't comment on that. I know that there's a lot of demand for it. I can tell you that. That's all I can tell you.
Rossi likens the COVID-19 response to trying to drive on a road as it's being built. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The future of the Christopher Columbus statue near Bradley Park is under consideration by the Peoria Park District. Citizens offered their opinions during an input session Wednesday. A final decision will be made next month. 127 new COVID-19 cases were confirmed in the Tri-County area Wednesday, pushing the total to 1,991. No new deaths were reported. Residents of an East Peoria subdivision are upset about a new store being built in their neighborhood, but city leaders say they could not prevent it. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. We live in a fashion world where what's trending can change almost instantaneously. Clothing items go in and out of style in a flash. But fast fashion also carries a heavy environmental toll. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter explains.
Whether you think you are or not, you are a contributor to the fashion, apparel, and textile industry. Everyone is a consumer of apparel and textiles because everyone wears clothes. Clothing trends tend to change almost daily, causing more and more people to buy clothing, wear it, and discard it more frequently. There are so many different factors that go into the making and distribution of clothing items that can be quite harmful to the environment. From the process of making the fibers in clothes using large amounts of water, all the way to the gas the truck uses that delivers your clothing item, it all affects the environment. Jen Gravely, program coordinator at the Ecology Action Center, discusses that landfills all over the world are filled with clothing and textile items that won't go away for a very long time.
In a landfill, all of the natural fibers are going to produce a significant amount of methane, so they're contributing to greenhouse gas, which contributes to climate change.
The way clothing and textile stores do business can be a large contributor to the ecological problems concerning clothing items. Clothing companies that realize this can then take the initiative to do business in a more eco-friendly way. Sheila Rumbold, local business owner of 7th Street Boutique in Wyoming, Illinois, says her company chooses to donate the clothing items that don't sell instead of turning them into waste.
We either sell it down as far as it'll go and people just aren't interested in it. The plan has always been to donate a lot of the leftover items for women who had to leave their houses without anything. So I will give the clothes to Freedom House and they will then be passed on to the women or the young girls that stay at Freedom House.
While there are several businesses doing their part to be more eco-friendly when it comes to fashion, the consumer of clothing items plays a huge role as well. There are several ways individuals can help make the clothing and textile industry more eco-friendly. Jen Gravely, program coordinator at the Ecology Action Center, also stresses the importance of quality over quantity when it comes to purchasing clothing.
But anytime you're buying new, get the good stuff. You know, buy less and buy better. But the bottom line is to buy quality, durable items that are worth repairing.
Lily Scaff, local business owner of the brand Lily Veneta, talks about getting creative when you think an article of clothing is unwearable. There are more and more businesses that are tailoring clothes that don't fit or taking them and using the materials to make something brand new. Carmen Keast, Retail Merchandising Associate Professor at Bradley University, talks about the biggest problem contributing to the environmental issue regarding clothing is being the lack of knowledge.
If we throw away something, regardless of its clothing or if it's food or it's a piece of furniture or whatever it is, we put it on the curb and then the next day it's gone. We don't see the impact that those decisions are making on other parts of the city, the state, and then eventually the world.
Keast urges all individuals to research and ask ecology experts questions on how to make more eco-friendly clothing and textile decisions that can make a lasting impact on the environment. I'm Olivia Streeter.
Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. On Deck helps you start each day with an update on what is happening in your community, brought to you by local partners Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.